This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Saturday, April 4th, pandemic.news update with Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. And pardon the background noise, I'm riding in a car and it's raining. However, these recordings are just super important to get out. So I don't care if it's raining. Rain's not going to stop me from communicating or prepping or whatever. In fact, we welcome the rain here in Central Texas because it grows food. And by the way, one of the crazy things that's happening today is Walmart has just banned people from buying garden seeds. Now, I don't think this was a Walmart decision. It looks like this was the decision of state officials in Vermont, and I think it's happening in other states as well, such as Connecticut and places where, let's just face it, these incompetent, just idiotic bureaucrats are making the worst decisions that you can imagine. Just the worst decisions imaginable. And it's like, what? Do these people not understand anything about reality? I mean, why would you prevent people from growing gardens at this time when we're facing large-scale starvation? The food supply is collapsing. Farms are shutting down. Food processors are not running. And I tell you, over the next few months, people are going to find that if they can even find the food they want, it's going to cost double or triple. I mean, egg prices have already shot up to almost, well, more than double in some places, and they're headed for triple territory, which is why I'm hatching now. I think it's like 50 baby chicks, something in that range. I don't know the exact number. I have all the eggs in the incubator. I've written the dates on the eggs, so I know the date they're supposed to hatch. And these are eggs that are fertilized on, you know, by the roosters here on my farm. And we're going to have some Americanas and some Rhode Island Reds. And a few months later, we're going to have all kinds of eggs. You know what the value of those eggs is going to be, you know, 8 months from now? They're going to be priceless. Priceless. But Walmart is now telling customers that you can't buy seeds. You can't buy garden supplies because it's all considered, quote, non-essential. Yeah, non-essential garden supplies, growing food. I mean, back in World War II, it used to be victory gardens were recommended for everybody. You know, hey, America, let's beat the Nazis. Let's have victory gardens. And that was a great idea. Everybody grows food. You have food redundancy. You have a decentralization of the food supply. People are more self-reliant. Fewer people panic, you know, fewer people in the bread lines. We have food bank lines right now in America that are on the scale of World War II bread lines. I mean, it's out of control. The food lines have already begun in America, and Walmart and the state authorities are banning people from buying garden seeds, even though it's springtime. I mean, this is the dumbest thing ever. This is dumber than the Romans building their aqueducts out of lead and lead poisoning the entire population. I mean, this is on the scale of civilization collapse. What society tells its people you can't grow food? And I said this early on. I said President Trump should, in his daily briefing, he should say, look, everybody in America, I'm signing an executive order and I am making front yard gardening and backyard gardening legal everywhere across the country. No more restrictions from your HOA. Everybody can grow food in their front yards and their backyards. Why? Call them victory gardens. We need to grow food all across America. Why isn't Trump doing that? I don't know. I guess you're supposed to line up and beg for the government to save you. That's the culture now. FEMA. Oh, don't worry. FEMA's coming to your door to give you a can of beans and maybe a vaccine shot at gunpoint and collect any items that you have, quote, hoarded, such as masks or ammunition, for all we know, or firearms. I mean, that's what this is turning into. No one, it seems, in government wants to rely on the citizens to do anything for themselves. No one's expected to act like an adult anymore. Everybody is a sheeple. And apparently a lot of the sheeple themselves are happy to go along with that. I shouldn't have to garden. The government should save me. Wow. Well, that's a suicide attitude, by the way. I got news for you, Jack. No one's coming to save you. You're on your own. We're all on our own. And if you don't have the skills and the knowledge and just the decision to start growing food, like I told everybody to start planting potatoes, you know? What are you going to eat in July or August or September? What about when the food riots begin and the cities are burning down and the elections are canceled and the second wave of the pandemic kicks in and the power grid starts failing? What's your plan then? What are you going to eat then? You going to eat your neighbor? Trust me, your neighbor is full of toxic heavy metals and pharmaceutical drugs. You talk about unclean meat, cannibalism. That's like the dirtiest, filthiest meat you could imagine. You don't want to go there. Now, on the good news side of things, I'm happy to report the Health Ranger store has been deemed critical infrastructure by the state of Texas. Yes, indeed, the Health Ranger store is up and running. We did not miss a day. We were at one point 10 days behind on filling orders. We got that down to 5 days behind, and now we are no days behind. We got caught up. I do admit it's largely because we ran out of everything. So we were just sold out of everything. And so what's happening right now is we are producing food in our kitchen. We are filling, you know, bottles. We're making encapsulated vitamin C. We're making Ranger buckets and so on. And we're putting them on the website for sale. And they're selling out within hours. And what I suggest you do is if you want to get alerted via email when items come back into stock, go onto the website, healthrangerstore.com. Anywhere that you see a product that you want, there should be a notify me button on the page where it says it's out of stock, but you can click notify me and you can enter your email address there and you will receive an email automatically when the item comes back in stock. So we put Ranger buckets back in stock a couple days ago. I don't know how many we had. It was only maybe 150 or something like that. And they were gone. You know that episode of South Park? And it's gone. That's what happened to our Ranger buckets. They were just gone. It was crazy. I didn't even have time to call my own friends and family members to say they're back in stock because they were gone. So if you want to be alerted, use the email alert function of that website. And you know, I got to say, Governor Abbott in Texas and many other governors of more rural states across America, they're doing a good job of keeping society functioning. They haven't locked down all the businesses. You know, if you're in the food industry, if you're in the medical industry or the telecommunications industry or oil and energy or whatever, you are allowed to function. And to his credit, President Trump also said that gun stores need to be allowed to stay open nationwide because guns are critical infrastructure. And if you don't believe me that guns are critical infrastructure, wait till the zombies come for you and you don't have a gun. That will not be a good day. You definitely want a firearm when the zombies attack. And I'm not even kidding about the zombies. I'm going to cover that in another podcast. We've already written an article about that on Natural News. People are having these neurological impacts. And they're turning into violent, crazed, I don't know, like attackers are spitting and coughing on people. I'll cover that later. But the coronavirus is affecting people's brains. It's eating their brains. Brain damage. Not a joke. That's what's happening. But bottom line here, this is a good time to get into your saved seed supplies, start planting food, start bartering seeds with your neighbors so they can grow food. Because believe me, you'd rather your neighbors have food to grow rather than have nothing to grow. You don't want them to be starving and then coming to you. You want them to grow as much food as possible as well. The more people who grow food, the better off we all are, which is why I'm saying, let's all grow food. All in our front yards and backyards all across America, let's grow food. You can sprout seeds in your kitchen too, by the way. And if you're in Texas or many other states, I hear people now shooting wild hogs and harvesting them for, you know, hog meat. Those are some stinky animals, by the way. I can smell where they've been when I'm out walking. I can smell them. And my dogs can smell them too. They're stinky. I don't know that I would want to process one of those wild hogs, but I guess if I were starving, I might reconsider. I guess some wild hog bacon that's difficult to get is certainly better than starving to death. But most Americans don't live in areas where there's wild hogs all the time. I mean, I used to see them every day, especially this time of year. If I just go out at night I will encounter wild hogs. You know, just walking around my own ranch, I will encounter wild hogs. But anyway, fortunately, I've stored enough food that I don't have to go kill anything. But other people have not planned ahead. And sooner or later, they will come to kill people who have stored food. And that might be you. So if you're not ready for that, then you're not prepared for what's coming. Although I know that most of my listeners and readers are prepared, you've been preparing for a long time. And you have gun skills, and you have firearms, and you have ammunition, and you have, you know, you've thought through these scenarios for a long time, and that's to your credit. And that will keep you alive. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. I wish you the best. I pray for you, and I urge you to, because there's a lot more yet to come that you have not seen yet. And keep reading pandemic.news. Thank you for listening. Take care. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.